But hey, this is me. I am a child of God. Before you said about Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever, we bear testimony of that because we're here today. Now, some of you people here today may have got, oh, here I go. I've got to go to church. Or there's a tsunami of all these other things that come your way. And you're consumed by, oh no. And some of you guys' thoughts are even here on other things in your life. Well, that roast chicken can wait. All things can wait because God has appointed this time for you to be here today. Today. Put all things aside as we journey together. As we journey together. And I know that some, when my brother gave me this subject of reflection, oh, you know, I don't know why I say yes. Because what I share with you today is I have to look at myself. I've got to look in the mirror. I've got to look in the mirror of God's word. I've got to reflect His light in my life. And I know, and I bear testimony. Thanks, bro. You're a good bro here.
Have I put it in the right way?
They got me.
Thanks, bro.
Around there? I just grew some wings. Thanks, Andrew. I just grew some wings. That's not that drink either. Okay, then. It's been hard for even me this year. The trials that I've even faced. I will not just put it underneath the mat and say, oh, well, there it goes. Because one day I'll walk over that mat and trip over it. And some of the reflections I've had to go through this year may not resonate with you. Fine. No problem. Because each of us has a story. And if we were to be brutally honest, we all have a story. And some of you even here this morning are still battling with certain things that do hinder you. I get it. I played church for a while. You know? The thing was that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at the thoughts and intents of the heart. So as I journey with you this morning, it was a revelation and reflection upon what I had to and evaluate where I've been. How I had to make sense with God. My prayer is that you make sense with God. Whether you are to restore your way back unto the Lord and be refreshed. Or to get excited again. And again. And again, and lean on those promises of God. Hey. I used to say, when I say amen, when I say amen, that knocks off 5 minutes from my sermon. So I had a short sermon one day. Amen. No, we won't say that. Hey. Oh, sorry. One of my favorite verses is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Can we all say it together? Ready? 1, 2, 3. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, it's only through Him. I'm actually the most shyest person you can meet. Yeah, look at yours again. What? I am. It's only because of the love of God that compels me to speak His love to others. So when I say that I'm up here not on my own strength, you wouldn't want that. The strength of the Lord. Okay, let's journey. So, back to the future. Yeah, we've all seen that movie, so forth, and some may not have. You haven't missed much, but... back to the future. Who likes reversing in their vehicles? Put your hand up. Because when you reverse, there's a few things that play out. I'm going to add something else as well. When you reverse with the trailer on, oh no, people are looking. I better get out of the vehicle and get somebody else to do it for me. Not I. no way, I'm going to do it. And I've had to master the art. Yes, I got my truck and trailer, and I had to do it after a period of time. A few dints, but I made it there. But even in Tiana there, I see the guys that go in and out, in and out, in and out to get down to the boat ramp. Oh, I wish I had a video. However, my point is this. There's a point in this. So to be good at reversing, the secret ingredient, the key is actually looking forward. I can look forward to go backwards properly. Hold on. I have a mirror that I need to be guided by. The mirror is guiding me, and I can there see the reflection, and then I can maneuver. Now my brain's trained. It's the opposites to go that way. My challenge this morning is we must look forward to our future, our blessed hope we have in Jesus Christ. We sometimes must reflect back to Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever. And I heard the other day in the Old Testament, I think the New Testament and the Old Testament is concealed, and the Old Testament and the New Testament is revealed. Jesus Christ is threaded in those Old Testament. So the love of God's word is really to enjoy it. I'm going to go back. I'm going to read this out to you. How reflecting can prepare you for a better future. How reflecting can prepare you for a better future. And then I'll ask you some questions up on the screen, okay? As we are entering into our Christmas celebration, our period of time, and a season, sometimes people can reflect down on a different way. There's some people who have loved ones I've lost. Yep, in the celebration, it's a time to reflect on the loved ones we've lost as well. I don't know about you, but I've had my fair share of people that have gone from this earthly scene. And it can be horrendous. I'm human. But again, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So as we enter this Christmas, kind of the summer festival time, I often find that this period is a good time to reflect and to prepare. When we consider the huge challenges and changes we've all been faced in 2022, might have been back to 2020 to 2022, we do need time out to reflect. We need to learn how reflecting can bring transformation. Effective reflection is not about just thinking of the good old days when Neville used to catch a rugby ball. The good old days. The old hillbilly, the good old days. No. It's more about evaluating experiences and how to grow from them, from those times of reflecting, and equip yourselves better for a better future. So here are some questions I have up here upon reflection. I want you to absorb it yourself. Break it down. Now I'm going to ask you. I'm not going to ask you. You can reflect on yourself. How reflecting can prepare you for a better future? What have I been learning about myself during 2022? I said the word time. How rushed are we in time? I have a mob of children. I had to make time. At times I didn't make time. And they spell time L-O-V-E. It means to pause and consider what time really means to you. And what areas of my life have I advanced in this year besides my puku? What areas of my life? Review it. You know where you're at. Whether it's physically, spiritually, mentally, socially. What has gone well for me this year? Why is it us Christians don't celebrate often enough? Often enough? What has gone well? You know, celebrate those small little things. I celebrate small things, especially when there's a little pebble in my boot. I've got to get rid of it. Man, I can get up and dance there for a while. Celebrate the small stuff. Not all the big stuff. Celebrate the processes. You celebrate the process and the result take care of itself. How did I adapt to change? You know, one minute I'm saying, hey, you know, Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he doesn't change yesterday, today, and forever. But I'm the one who changes quite constantly. We all talk about the weather in Southland. Yeah, I was born here, so I can knock it. We have four seasons in one day. Was that correct? Same with us. I can get up in the morning, yee-haw, woo-hoo, get to work, and then someone, oh, put some water on you, dampen down. That was like sad. And then emotions, you can buy it. So you can have four seasons in one day, but four seasons within yourself and your emotions. How did I change? How did I adapt to change? How have I grown in my strengths this year? You all have strengths. I did a through work, and mine was relator, connector, positivity, and responsibility. I was glad to get that responsibility just to show my wife. But it's documented now. Can't argue. You all have strengths. Each and every one of us has strengths. How have I grown in my personal relationship with Jesus Christ as Lord? As Lord. Me, I can sit on my throne any time of the day. Absolutely. I mean, the throne of my heart. What's your relationship with Jesus Christ like as Lord? I'm encouraged as my young sister, you going overseas. Man. That encourages each and every one of us. Because if that doesn't encourage each and every one of us, where's our relationship with the Lord? So I celebrate with you as you go overseas. Really. Because you reflect light and hope in you. And that should really, really stir us up and encourage us. I'm not singing you out, but I have. Because the Lord's blessing you. Okay? We celebrate with you. Because you are obeying Jesus Christ as your Lord. Not what the church wants. Not what your parents want. Not what the community wants, it's what you want and what we want. Is that a fair enough question or statement or perspective we must challenge ourselves in? I think so. So here's some thoughts. We can be wiser if we take responsibility, I said it twice, responsibility for how we use our time to be more effective. Therefore, reflection is at the heart of this to learn and to grow. There's always a purpose and a why when it comes to reflecting. Be still and know that I am God. Some of us are rushing. Rick, yeah, Christmas is coming. You don't know, Dale, what's happening around the corner, man. You do not know. You know, I don't need to know. Matter of fact, I've got my own battles to walk with. See? I can't take yours on, but I know who can. It's the Lord. And up here, the heart. I was thinking as I was being a passenger in a taxi this morning with my son. The heart. I want you to have a think of the words when you think about heart. We must guard our heart with all diligence. But out of its issues of life. We must love the Lord, our God, with all our heart. Mind and soul, that's the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like to love others as yourself. So four words, love God, love others with your heart. It's a challenge. Some people that I actually want to headbutt. Yeah, I said that in church, you can't say headbutt, well, I said it. So there, Kelly. I headbutt. You know, we can clash, but God restrains me because I have a love for him. And then I see that person full of potential. Someone who's been created in God's image that I don't want to muck up. That person's mucking himself up. But God needs, he needs to know that God can really muck him up and get him to know, become a child of God. So, at times we must be still and know. We all read this. I want us to take time here. I did not grow up in a Christian home, far from it. Some of you guys reading that already, which is great. That was usually up in the wall. But this is my challenge I'm going to do here this morning. Yeah, we read it. But the person you're beside in that, and yeah, I won't challenge you to go somewhere else because of the time factor. But if I was at a camp, it'd be a different story. However, we're going to read it through. Then I'm going to ask you to talk to the person beside you, and someone's lonely, my son Luke. Go to the person. I'm going to ask you what your thoughts are. Get there. Talk to the person. Say, okay, what my thoughts are with this. Dum, dum, dum. I'm going to tell you. And then I'm going to ask you some feedback from there. So I'm fishing for you guys to help me out. Vulnerable. Okay? So here we go. I'll read it. One night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'll walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you. I will never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Father, as we may have read this many times, maybe the first time today. Lord, really unpack and unlock is in these layers of words. And yes, it's a parable, a story, but we want to enter into this for the grace of you, Lord. Reveal to each one here one particular perspective they can reflect on. They can really resonate. And may it be of truth, not a safe passage, but one that they can now enter into and to share to the person beside them as well. So Lord, you will never leave us. We ask this through and by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So you have a couple of minutes to talk to the person beside you. What I want to hear is noise. You're welcome. Thank you. So you go, someone. What stood out the most for you up there? Yeah, I like that. You come here. Go right to the point. I don't want to distract you. Kia ora, bro.
Hey, Dale, how are you?
You good, mate? Shoot. I'll just flick it through. That's good. What's one thing that stands out for you, bro?
Yeah, it's just... too big to
do it. Deep, isn't it, some of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just acknowledging before the Lord that tried to warn me about something and I proudly resisted it.
So there's a consequence, though?
Yeah, could have avoided some pain if I just listen, Tom.
Yep. So why are you here saying there's consequences on either side?
Yeah.
And we all do that. But that's not to belittle the decision you made. Oh, mate, where do I start?
Cool.
Yeah, bro. Sorry, bro. What time do you want me to finish?
Oh, if you finish at 4:15, that'd be fine.
I won't be. Okay. Hey, people. Kia ora whānau, again. A lot of discussion. You know, would someone like to share? Yeah, that's what you do in whānau. For one, I know that in brief, I know when I don't, and we just had a brief with one of the bros here, it's not him, it's actually myself, when I make informed decisions, when I don't get wise counsel, when I don't go to higher authority outside my wife, yeah, all the men like, that's when you woman, amen! But there's consequences. There's some positive consequences and negative consequences. Every action, there's a reaction, as we all know, don't we? So anyone want to be vulnerable and just sharing one brief thing in a minute? Anyone else? One more person? Someone who doesn't usually speak and goes, oh, and you know what? I grew up sometimes knowing when I left, I had more questions than answers. And then one day I said to the person, blah, blah, blah. And they said, why didn't you say that? And he said to me, if you had said that, that would have added value to what was talked about. You're important. So there's one person here, if you can just share briefly what some inside stuff that you thought. Yeah, I'm going to you. Because I'm waiting. Thank you. I wear a hat. My hair's falling out.
Thank you.
Yes.
And if 1 hour of someone's time changed the whole thing, and then suddenly when God's saying, no, no, you're not on your own, you think you're on your own,
Amen, man. That's thank you. God answers prayer. Yeah, you got to be careful what you pray for, actually. We prayed to the Lord to give us an army. Uh-oh, he answered. Now we just have to sharpen up the arrows. Yeah, bro. Thank you. We can all say amen to that. And this is the reality, a genuine, authentic relationship with Jesus Christ. We're not playing church. We're playing with a real relationship that God's timing is perfect. And we're still not alone. I've worked in situations and counsellors and so forth, and the mental and health and well-being. And the question is, where is God now? I've been right beside where the coffin is. Where is God now? But quietly and unashamedly, respectfully, knowing that God is involved. The question was, where were you? The question was, where were you when I needed the most? And I did. I was at a funeral. And the words came to me, tears are a language that God understands. Jesus wept. We kind of think that, hurrah! We really sometimes wrongfully idolize them. Then they say, whoa, duh, we can't say that. Well, I am, because sometimes we've got to be real. He cried. He cried on the cross. He was abandoned. He was put aside. He was mocked. All his mates ran. And he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying. And that's what we remember this morning, those blood drops. Immediately, it is true that it happens when people are in great pressure. But our Lord Jesus Christ took that upon him. Thank you, because sometimes we can be in the darkest of dark. But when it's the darkest of dark, that's where light really happens. So here, your footprints matter. God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Just enough for one day if some of us are struggling. Just one more step, that's all I need. Especially the young ones I work with, I have no purpose in life, they say. You have purpose. You've been created with a purpose. One step at a time. Enough light. God will reflect the light in front of us. Said about Jesus in the midst of us. Jesus wept, bro. Follow the Lord Jesus. There used to be a song. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. The cross before me, the road behind me. No turning back. Oh, though no one join me, still I follow. No turning back. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And what does he say? Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Lord is my shepherd, huh? I shall not want or lack. He leads me to where? Green pastures and still waters. And he restores my soul. So some of us may have dropped the ball. Dropped the Bible. Pick it up, brother and sister. The battle is the Lord's. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And we can soldier on. He is worthy. There's a couple of verses and I'll finish and taper out. They all talk about through work now. Oh, I'm a financial mentor. Oop, I put that in. I don't even like money. But we have to, is we all talk about aspirations and being inspirational and have a goal. So now I work my way back. I want to know where I'm going. I don't know if you've been on a camp and someone goes, oh, here you've got to go orienteering and you don't know where you're really going. I'm not really good at that either. Maybe I didn't follow instructions. However, looking unto Jesus, the author. Jesus is our pivotal point to look at. When your choppy seas are happening and the storms happening and summer happening, tomorrow may happen, today storms may come and flood you. Look unto Jesus. Be the Peter, cry out, Lord, help me, save me. And what did Jesus do? Immediately he stretched forth his hand and reached for him and he put him out of the danger. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and completer and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy. Now this is what, brothers and sisters, man, our strength over any religion is having the joy of our Lord. And some of us may not have a pleasant perspective on that. But you know what? Not only do we have to pull our pants up and buckle up, we also put a smile on because we know what's happening in our life. We have purpose. The joy of the Lord. Yes, the joy of the Lord. He had to endure. He knew when he cried out before he went into the cross, he knew that what he was going through was going to have great deliverance and great tidings to the world. He knew the picture was not just the grave, sorry, not just the cross and not just the empty tomb, so that he can have a blessed hope and have a living relationship with us today. Today. He endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. In other words, he's finished. That part of the work is completed. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't. Humble yourselves. I know at times I had to humble myself and go to a brother and a sister and say, I need help. And you know what the sad thing was? That brother and sister knew I needed help, but didn't come to me. So go to the person, not to be a busybody, but go and love. Say, I love you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't, but I just want to let you know that I'm here. I'm here today for you. I might not understand it. I don't have all the answers, but I'm present with you here today. Don't give up. Some of us of an age that will know about Winston Churchill. What did he say? Never give up. Never give up. Never, never, ever give up. So never give up. We have crisis in your life. Crisis in Chinese, I saw it, I read it. A Chinese person confirmed it, just to make it legitimate. The word crisis in their language means opportunity. Means opportunity. Okay, so the Bible verses here, is, but Jesus looked at them and said, with men, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible with God. Say after me, all things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. I do it one more time. I say it, you guys say it. I say it first. With men, this is impossible. With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. I mucked that up. I say it, you say it after me. But with God, all things are possible. I'll just have a quiet prayer here. Lord, thank you that you can turn impossible situations into victories. Help me to see my challenges as opportunities and to remember that you are with me through every moment of them. I know that I have to finish now because time restrains me. I don't like time in this perspective, but I have to honor that because we've got food to get to. I understand that. I've got a hot brew. But I'm going to leave some things up here to look at. But I want to summarize in this. Back to the future. Do you know Jesus? Do you really know Jesus? Because if you really know Jesus, you will truly know your purpose in life. Not Jesus is a swear word. But this Jesus, who was created as a man, had no sin among him, walked among men, did many miracles, loved unto the unlovable. And his unfailing love held him to the cross. And his unfailing love, he rose up and said, I'm the resurrection and life. And his unfailing love is present with us today in the blessed hope we have in Jesus Christ. It was then when I needed you most. Jesus will never leave you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. This is his promises. What footprint do you want to leave? What legacy? I was at a men's thing a couple of weeks ago, and it dawned, legacy. Legacy is this, and I often ask my question, I ask myself, how am I going to be best remembered? How are you going to be best remembered? This is your legacy we're referring to, and how you lived, and how you loved, and how you left. What's your imprint? That's not an inheritance to give money to your children. Oh, that's good. But what inheritance in the love of God have you transferred that over? What is that legacy? That's legacy. Trust God. And I'll finish on this. In Proverbs there, it says, trust God with all your heart. No? Is that it? Trust the Lord with all your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways. In all your ways. Trust the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways. Acknowledge him. I forgot to acknowledge him. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. So trust in the Lord, not man. Man will let you down. Man can help at times to let you down. So trust God. Trust God with all your heart, not part of it, all of it. And don't lean on your own understanding. All your ways from today forward, acknowledge, Lord, all my ways, my work, my sports activity, my family, whatever. All ways, that word, all glory, all reflection, all. For God so loved all the world. So I'm going to finish on that, man. But I'm quite happy to have a talk with some people later. But I know the children are eager to have some food as well, and so am I. So I give thanks. So it's reflective. Be reflective. What light are you shining? What are you reflecting? Heavenly Father, we bow in adoration. We bow in awe of a mighty God you truly are. And Father, we give thanks that you are such a loving, forgiving, and trustworthy God. And Father, you've called us out. You've translated us out. You've transformed us in and by the love of Christ. And Father, there's some amongst us that may need to be renewed in their love of Christ. May that be so. Bless them. And those that don't know your love, May they come to know the knowledge that they are sinners and need to be saved by your grace and grace alone. And you died for that sin. But the beauty of knowing you weighs out much more than what the world can give. So, Father, we rejoice collectively to say that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your love never fails. Again, we thank you for the families we've been born into. And we ask that we had the wisdom to raise them up, into your ways. Again, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray, and all glory be unto him. And all the people said, Amen, Amen. Thank you. Poof.